Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here commiserating a crappy weekend of football. And I don't...
It was a crappy weekend of football.
Yeah, it was awful.
Why was it awful?
I had all of my guys off on my fantasy team. I mean, everybody. I had all my guys off, and I lost my.
Texans. I get the Texans, but I thought the rest of it was pretty good.
What was good? Dallas winning all the upsets in college football.
Yeah, good. Chaos.
There is chaos.
We want to get everyone acts like there's never going to be chaos. Of course, there's always chaos.
Well,
there's always chaos every year, but 1 year. I remember 1 year is like, there's no chaos this year.
The problem is going to be, is three SEC teams enough for the SEC, or are they going to be going to take their ball and go home? That's going to be a problem.
Take their ball and go home. So if you don't get enough, well, then it shows that the system is fundamentally broken. Just let's let the whole thing burn. So we get whatever we're going to get to. Let's get to it now. Let's stop bull cornering around. Let SEC. My son's stomping around the house so pissed off at Jalen Milroe in Alabama. My son, who works for the Alabama football program, he's so mad. He thought for sure he had a W. and then he watched that game. It's as mad as I've seen him. He's pretty mild mannered, Alec. And at the end, he goes, look, we got beat, and we deserve to get beat, but these referees are so bad. The Phantom calling Ryan Williams. I'm with everyone else. Let's just secede from college football. The SEC needs to leave. We don't have to deal with these officials anymore. I mean, that's what it's going to be. SEC fans are just going to take their ball and go home. So we might as well just get a new college football. I mean, blow the whole thing up. Make a complete professional model with penalties for early departure, but make things
people
guaranteed. Let's make what's wrong, Dell? Dell's like,
no. What are you doing? What did let's you let not, him do? Yeah,
listen.
There's massive. I know he's pulling us.
You make a statement and you move on, Lance. You just make one.
No,
statement
you can't
and you move
do
on.
This to somebody who's ADD. You what? Can't.
Oh my God,
no, this is on you.
Why did you let him do this,
John? Knows.
I don't know. I just made a statement about college football, and then all of a sudden we're blowing up college football.
All right, let's talk about the Texans,
and let's talk about how another week of no touchdown, offensive touchdowns in the second half. Another week where you played well. Another week where you give up long touchdowns. Another week when you had an historic week. Like 5 interceptions against Detroit and still lost. 8 sacks yesterday and you still lost.
7 in the first half and a pick 6.
And a pick 6 and you still lost.
There is something
to this Bobby Slowick second half thing. Now, you guys all, John! You were telling Bobby Slowick. Is it still 0% chance that he's 100% chance that he's their OC next year?
Yes.
It's 100%.
Yeah, I think so.
No, not 100%. No.
Well, you can put whatever percent. I don't care what percent.
No,
y'all can play the percent game. Bobby
100%.
Slowick will be the offense coordinator next year.
I'm not.
You
so
can
sure.
say 72. You can say 81. I'm just
I'm
telling
so
you
sure
yes or
now,
no,
Lance. I'm not so sure. No.
It's binary. So sure. It's a yes or a no. It's a not. It's a pass fail course. I think Bobby Slowick will be, and I think the offensive line coach will be gone.
You know why it's not? Because there's still a lot of football to be played. And you know what's happening? In every week, there's less and less confidence now. What the hell is going on in the second half that they can't score touchdowns? What the hell are they doing differently in the second half that they cannot score a freaking touchdown? One time in the last six games, have they scored a second half touchdown? Are you kidding me? That's disgusting.
Oh, I think I think there's issues to go around, including Bobby Slowick. You just ask a question, and I'm giving an answer. I do not think he'll be gone. I think a new offensive line coach will be here. I do not think a new offense coordinator will be here. I think a new defensive, maybe a new defensive coordinator. Maybe D'Amico will say, you know what, Matt Burke, you take over because what I'm doing just isn't working. I mean, this is getting kind of weird that D'Amico doesn't get any. There's nothing because of the pressure rate, I guess, is everything you need to know. And yet this is a season-long concern. Why in the hell are safeties on primary receivers? This is insane.
They don't have enough corners.
Three corners on the field. Why is Jimmy Ward on? Why is Jimmy Ward on singled up on? Why is Jimmy Ward
in the slot?
Then why is there not a slot corner on him?
They don't have a slot corner.
Jalen Petrie's on it. Then why are you not playing too high safety like other teams do?
I have no idea.
I mean, I'm telling you, this is D'Amico gets this weird free pass when his secondary gives up bomb after bomb after bomb every game, and when they're not going for touchdowns, they're just missed, just past the fingertips. This is an offensive problem. It's a quarterback problem. It's a defensive problem. It's a special teams issue this year.
It's a CJ regressing problem, and that's where Bobby Slowick's problem is. CJ is regressing. And when your star quarterback regresses, then somebody's going to have to pay for it.
Yep.
And it might be. I'm not advocating Bobby Slowick get fired. I'm just saying there's a chance now because if he continues and he has regressed. Something is wrong with CJ.
I don't know what
D'Amico.
And it's
the offensive line, and the pressure that is getting to him. He is not the same guy. He is not the same guy standing there taking the hit, throwing it accurately. What happened to accurate? What happened to his accuracy? The first interception was just you can't. That wasn't on Mechie. Mechie sat down in the zone, and CJ just flat out missed him. Just flat out missed.
Well, the way the body language for CJ was, it was on Mechie. They were clearly on. I don't know whose fault it is.
He put his hands on his head.
I know because I think he wanted him to keep drifting through that route.
He threw it behind him.
No, he threw it in front of. He threw it in front of him.
No, he didn't. It was behind him. It was.
Go look at it
him.
Again. Mechie stops right here, and the ball's right here to his.
No,
left.
It wasn't. It was over here. It was on his right. It was off his right hand. It was off his right arm, not that one. He was coming from the left, and it threw.
I'll pull the play up now, because Ross Tucker. Did you watch where you didn't hear any volume?
I heard the whole game.
Yeah. Then Ross Tucker said they were. It's exactly what it was. They were not on the same page about what was supposed to happen there. CJ thought he was going to keep coming through, and he read his zone and sat down. I didn't really have a problem with Mechie, to be honest with you.
No.
I mean, Mechie saw his zone, he sat down. CJ wanted him to keep doing something else. CJ was, they were not on the same page. The second interception was the same thing I saw in college a lot, which was can't recognize, you know, doesn't do a good job of throwing against coverages underneath that he misses. This is so much like the tape I saw before the Georgia game that I thought was gone. And this is a regression right now that we're watching. It doesn't mean it's final. It's not about panicking. I think CJ's going to be fine. His footwork has gotten really bad. And all of this, you're right, all of this stems from one primary concern for the most part. I'd say 75% has to do with the pressure. And I think he has been altered because of the pressure. I don't see how you could not say he's been altered. He fundamentally is speeding up. I was having a conversation, he's going so fast in his mind that he's not, you know, the game is supposed to slow down for you. The game has sped up for him and not in a good way. It's faster now. And when he takes a snap, I think CJ, his default right now is to speed through things. And it's not – the game isn't slowing down, which is what it was last year where he started to really see the game so clearly the game was going slow for him. Right now, the game's going very fast for him. And look at his feet. His feet are never set towards – or rarely set to the target. How are you missing – like, this is – as long as we're all on the same page and we recognize, you know, you're not scoring touchdowns in the second half. Slovak's job is to get touchdowns in the second half. It is. CJ's job is to hit an open out route. For God's sake, it's a 7-yard out route with a wide-open Joe Mixon or a wide-open Dalton Schultz or a wide-open John Mechie. We got to stop this excuses and babying CJ. He's not good this year. And you and I talked about it in about week four, bubbling up like, something just a little, something seem a little off to you. You know, it's like whenever you open a package of meat and you're like, hey, come smell this. Does this smell okay to you before I make this? Is this okay? That's what it was early on. It was like, and right now I know it's rotten meat. The meat is rotten on offense.
I don't know if it's rotten.
It looks rotten.
I can't get this out of my head. It's gonna make you nuts. Robert Griffin III.
Oh Jesus.
Okay. I don't know why.
What are we doing?
Lance has
not,
left the building.
Not RG3.
Hey, all I know is he was rookie of the year. He was great his rookie year. They thought he was the guy, and then it was regression, regression, regression. Hey, CJ, better pick it up. See, and you know what? No, okay, you got D'Amico? Okay, let's hear about D'Amico and the offense. And D'Amico says this is here's what D'Amico had to say about. D'Amico had to say that it's okay. No, we were good enough offensively. Here's D'Amico.
So whatever happens, like our offense gave us enough points to win the game. So that starts with the defense. We didn't do enough to stop them. We didn't stop the run, and we didn't run the ball well. And we gave up way too many points on defense. So our offense did plenty. They gave us enough points. And defense, we have to be able to stop them.
Okay, hold on a second. They scored 27 points. The offense gave you 20 of them. The defense gave you 7 points. 20 points is enough, D'Amico? And no touchdowns in the second half? And more idiocy with two guys in motion at the same time? And more Laramie Tunsil false starts? And more Juice Scruggs? And more and more and more. And it's okay. It's not okay. The offense didn't do enough. If the defense gives up 32, then you score 33. It is not enough. Don't tell me. And, oh, by the way, they didn't score 27. Jimmy Ward scored 7 of those points. Okay?
Now, yeah, the defense
needs to stop giving up big plays. There's no question. They had 8 sacks. I'm going to say it. Will Levis was the better quarterback on the field yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's not even arguable.
And you know what? And this idea that you can't possibly function if you've got pressure. Everyone is – there's no accountability. Well, so many of the – I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't speak in such specific terms. In a general sense, I see a lot of people who just want no accountability for CJ. It's just they don't – they're afraid that if they acknowledge CJ's accountable for some of this play, that I don't know what they're afraid of. It's just they don't want to face this reality. And the reality is – like somebody said, why is CJ Stroud can't possibly all this pressure? I'm like, Will Levis got sacked 7 times in the first half. They were up 20-17 at the half after being sacked 7 times in the first half. Will Levis is under duress worse than CJ was the entire game. And he found a way to win. We all know offense got to get better, but we all have jobs. My job is to sit here and talk. But CJ's job is to complete throws. It's to move in the pocket effectively when you can. I thought that he ran into one of the sacks. You're right. CJ got outplayed by Will Levis.
Will Levis outplayed him. And by the way, I think it was the most duress that a quarterback has faced this year.
You're talking about Will Levis?
Put more, and he put up 30. By the way, not only did the defense score for the Texans, the Texans offense scored for the Titans. with C.J. Orlovsky running around on the back line.
C.J. Orlovsky. You've hit him with RG3 and Orlovsky. You got any other NFL, well, ESPN quarterbacks you want to throw out there?
What did that listener give you for D'Amico? The nickname?
He called him D'Amico Bryan. All I said was, I just said on Twitter, I said, God, this is feeling like the Bill O'Brien teams that had, you know, pretty good records and won divisions, but you knew watching them like they're not that good. You knew that? He goes, oh, you mean like D'Amico Bryan? I'm like, oh, no, D'Amico Bryan.
By the way, oh, we got more. There's more. And Hannah's going to catch hers, too, okay?
Hannah's catching bullets.
Yeah, yeah. Hannah's going to catch a bullet, too. Not literally. Not literally.
Well, figuratively.
Yeah, okay. Verbal bullets.
Yeah,
whatever.
Verbal. Yeah.
Verbal.
Yes.
Verbal. But first, I need a shot of Maestro DeBow.
Oh. Should have had that yesterday. Why is it so bright in here today? Maestro DeBow, this is a chance for you to enjoy one of the best tequilas on the market. And there's a lot of different ways to consume it. You have the Reposado. I got my day started off on Friday with the Añejo, and my wife said, I just had a little 2-ounce pour at work, went home. We were getting ready to go to a basketball game, our son's basketball games. And we went and had a great dinner after that. And she's like, hey, I can smell that tequila on you. I said, yeah, it's not any old tequila. You next time say, I can smell Maestro DeBow, because that's what it was. It was the Añejo. And, you know, Cristalino, Añejo, Reposado, those are three examples of tequilas with different flavor profiles that are all available through Maestro DeBow. Years and years of distilling some of the top flavors that you're going to taste. It's huge in Mexico. It's getting bigger and bigger in the States as they've decided to come over. And, you know, the silver and the smoke silver are two of the absolute hammers for them. Silver is going to be your standard tequila, if you will, for your margaritas, etc. And the smoke silver has a nice smoky, it's the silver with a nice smoky flavor to it and hints of smoke to it that elevate your cocktails just a little more. It's Maestro DeBow. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you're going to find my friends from Maestro DeBow.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So CJ said, he said the penalty that nullified the Nico Collins TD was on him. He's lying. It was not on him. It was on Joe Mixon. I mean, everybody saw it in the building. He went over, he patted him on the head.
Well, he said he told Joe to go in motion when he shouldn't have. That's what he said.
That's what he said. And
you don't believe him.
He was covering for Joe.
Maybe.
He went over and he patted him on the head.
Like CJ's
okay.
Also got to let guys get set.
No. It was Tank that was supposed to go in motion, and Joe went in motion too, and it nullified a touchdown. And just yet another F up by this offense that they constantly do in the second half. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. He should have had another pick too, by the way. Back in before we went Orlovsky, he threw one right at a guy that
one. There were like three.
Yeah. There were. I mean, he's not been good. He's not been good.
Do you want to apologize to all the quarterback poor teams you were taunting earlier this year, Lance?
Yeah, Lance, maybe this
I'll
is on you.
I'll have a statement coming up later this week on Wednesday.
Hey, maybe CJ won't be every day he's on a different podcast telling everybody that he's a top five quarterback.
I saw a lot of that. I hope this humbles him.
I did see that. And by the way, I went and looked at it. I was right on that. He did not run through. I got the video if you need evidence, John, but CJ thought he was running through, and I mean, it's another miscommunication between quarterback, and we're too far in to have these kind of miscommunications. Last week, it was supposedly fans were saying as miscommunication between Nico Collins and CJ Stroud. I just know it turned into an interception. I don't know what it was last week where he threw it right to a defender. I guess it was a I guess it was a miscommunication, but there's another one. This time it costs you points down by your goal line because you have another miscommunication. Like, this is an issue. And, yeah, the podcast stuff, I mean, let's be real. I don't think it's him going on podcasts hurts him. But did he read too many of his press clippings? My son once again reminded me, yeah, he's been real good ever since big broing Caleb Williams. Now, that thing is, to me, is just kind of funny.
Yeah.
But it does show, I mean, I thought it was kind of cool. He tried to say, hey, man, hang in there, you know. But it looks so cringy after how he's played this cringy. Year.
Yep.
This is his third game with two interceptions, John. Okay, third game with two interceptions.
And it should have been more. And it should have been more.
Way more interceptions than he even had last year for the whole season.
Is Hannah McNair the Letterman jacket? Is this the Letterman jacket moment? We've taken over Houston. We've taken our fans back. So they are just the Titans now. Hannah, all right, stop. I mean, did you see Hannah's resting Maton face on the sideline?
Toward the end of the game?
Toward the end of the game.
Yes, I did. After what's-his-name had missed, had shanked another kick, short kick, and then he was warming up, and I saw Hannah and Cal there, and Hannah did not look super thrilled.
No. And her, you know, she and Amy, whatever her name is.
Amy Adams Strunk, whatever. Yes.
If you're wondering why John's struggling and why we're jumping in, the group chat. We're just saving John from the group chat stuff. Amy Adams Strunk.
No one knows that. Anyway, it's impossible to know what her name is. Anyway, Hannah has something I've never seen. You remember the last year when Case Keenum went to Tennessee and we won? And did you remember Hannah coming into the tunnel and just like it was? She was dancing. It was like, holy cow, we beat the Titans. She has got such a Titan hatred from this uniform thing that and a hatred toward the Titans because they were the Houston team. That now how she goes out of her way this week to just denigrate them, and here we are getting our ass kicked by them. Okay, so stop already, Hannah. You're not out there getting your ass kicked by Jeffrey Simmons every down. Okay, you're sitting in your suite. Okay, watching the game with a latte, and these guys are down there just killing themselves.
You've turned on Hannah.
Yeah, I've turned on Hannah.
Stay out of it.
You're allowing what the Texans did to you to turn on an innocent woman?
This past week, Cal McNair went on a fire truck, and there's Hannah, all dressed as a fireman.
I thought we loved Hannah because she was the first lady to turn this thing around. What are we doing?
Get out of the picture. You know what you've done? Nothing.
Oh, boy.
You had Cal's kids. That's it.
Okay, that's it.
So let's move out of the way and let the Texans take over this. Okay, so that's it. What did she do?
She was the one who started getting the movement going.
She's the one who made it, not Cal.
Yeah, I thought we were thanking her for stepping in.
Remember? Whatever happened to thanking her for the rebrand?
Okay,
thanking
she did.
Her for getting
now,
this guy. Remember
now
Jack
what?
Easterby?
Now,
you need to show
back.
Some respect, and you
take
need to thank
back.
Her.
Remember we were so worried
I ain't thanking her for her
about
service.
Our care. What's the other guy's name? Carrie McNair. And Carrie was blaming her for, I guess, stealing the franchise away, and they won the lawsuit, and he's gone.
Guess what? Behind the scenes, guess what?
Guess what? What?
What? There's a fear that it's Hannah's.
You're allowing CJ, who broke your heart yesterday,
to get you to turn all those years. That's what
Bob
worked
for. Oh my gosh!
This is a microcosm of the fan base. It's in shambles.
What is he talking about now?
John is in shambles now.
Yeah. Now she's
he's
not a positive
crazy
influence.
Crazy things today.
Now she's not a positive influence on the franchise.
I gotta say it.
Apart.
CJ Orlovsky.
She rebranded Cal.
I gotta say it.
Now let Cal go with Bun B on the stage, high fiving, showing his chains. Let Cal go. Okay, let Cal go.
What do you mean?
You rebranded. Now move aside.
Ooh.
That's all.
So yesterday
was
her fault.
Well,
yesterday was her fault.
Yeah, yesterday she incited the Titans. Yes. She incited the Titans.
I don't know.
Holy hell, Adams. Johnny Wood going scorched earth is the message coming from from the chat.
That's what this team. Okay, I got a little thing here.
You're a little riled up.
You're damn right I'm a little riled up about this team. What the hell happened? What happened to our quarterback?
And the Rams.
What happened to our offensive coordinator? What happened to our defense?
I don't know.
What happened to our running game? 40 yards? 40 freaking yards on 26 carries?
Well, did you see what Jared Patterson said? He said the linebackers did some things we were not expecting them to do, and they couldn't make adjustments.
That's coaching. That's coaching then, isn't it?
He said they couldn't make adjustments. They did things we didn't expect, quote-unquote Jarrett Patterson at linebacker. I don't know what they were. I'm going to go look. But my guess is they just came downhill and just were putting hat on hat where they couldn't, where they didn't allow them to work combo blocks. But I'll find out. But, wow.
Joe Mixon, 14 carries, 22 yards. That was awful.
Yeah, it was. And it was never close. Awful. I don't even know what was his long run yesterday? Four?
Long was eight.
He had an 8-yard run?
I don't remember. Yeah, and he ran for 22, okay? The other 13 carries, he had 14 yards. That's terrible. That is awful. They had 17 carries for 40 yards yesterday. And it wasn't all just Jeffrey Simmons. And then finally at the end, Jeffrey Simmons said, watch this, Juice.
Tavondre had his way, too. Tavondre Sweat. Yeah. Dominant, too.
He did.
Well, look, that's going to be the most dominant. By next year, if it's not already, they're going to be the most dominant pair of defensive tackles in pro football. I mean, Tavondre, it's just about keeping his weight off. If he's got his weight under control, he is a dominant, dominant force. And Jeffrey Simmons is one of the monsters of pro football. Those two guys are not going to be fun to play against for the next several years. No. I mean, if Sweat can keep his weight under control and et cetera, et cetera, it's not going to be fun. It's
this
not going to be fun.
This was supposed to be. And we'll see. That's just you talk about disgusting losses. We had two. Portland beating the Rockets on Saturday.
God.
Holy crap.
And what was Fred Van Vliet doing at the end of that
game? Oh, my God.
My God. Took that shot and then got mad they didn't call a foul, which there was no foul there.
Well,
and
they
then drops the BAN on the officials and gets kicked out?
They admitted that there was a foul after, but they said it wouldn't have been a 3-point foul.
It would have
been
on the ground.
And he would have got that. Think the Blazers were in the bonus, so they would have got two free throws.
Wait,
still would have been down by one.
What foul was there?
Enough where he would have gone to the line, but not for three.
What
he would have gone
foul?
For two.
Did they say it was body?
They said the defender moved into Fred's space, but it was on the floor, so it would have been two free throws, still down by one.
It's not enough for Fred to take that janky-ass shot. No. I can tell you that.
Well, you know what that was. That was embarrassment. Fred, he threw away the games, and he was that upset him even more, so he had to take it out on the guys who he blamed for embarrassing him. And as Lance mentioned, he dropped the BAN on the final referee.
Where everyone heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Are you kidding me, Fred?
He said,
"You're killing. Your team."
He pointed at the other two, and then when he got to the final boss, he called him a BAN. And
yeah,
he didn't hit it on a side angle. You see, he didn't actually hit him in the face, but the referee moved his head out of the way, so it looks bad initially. Fred's gonna catch at least a game or two for that.
See you, Fred. And you know what? They're better off. All right, 713-780-3776. We got News of the Weird coming your way up in 15 minutes.
No,
so
no.
Wait, what?
You're so discombobulated. We got it. What have you learned?
It's what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? coming up in 15 right here on ESPN 97. So get your what did you learn this weekend ready. Right now, though, Lance, you got a little Taqueria Randas.
Yeah, Taqueria Randas. Going with my sons. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to go watch Monday Night Football at the Aranda Sports Bar. Did you know that they have turned the Taqueria Aranda locations? You can go into the bar. They've turned the bars into sports bars inside. It's kind of, in a way, it's standalone the way that they're built anyway. But it's cool because all the TVs they have there, and they have multiple TVs, they'll get it on the sporting events you want. They've said, you know what? Let's turn this into a sports bar. Let's get bar food going here. Let's have our authentic Mexican food available for people as well. Let's get our drink specials going for happy hour. So there's a lot of different types of happy hours with margaritas, with Bloody Marys in the morning. Because remember, they're also open for breakfast with beers, with whatever the case may be. And let's really turn this into – let's make this – a sports culture thing where people can go in and enjoy themselves with great food, great drinks, and a lot of fun at Taqueria Sarandas. And it's awesome. The food that they have, you know it, and you've probably experienced it. If you haven't, you're going to get authentic Mexican food, and there's so much to choose from this morning. As a matter of fact, when you're headed into the office, why don't you grab people at the office or people at the shop or wherever you're going, some breakfast tacos. Stop in and get a wide variety of breakfast tacos that are available for you. Always delicious, always authentic, and that's just one example of how you can make Taqueria Sarandas part of your day. But let's take the night times and go start watching sports at Aranda Sports Bars, located inside your local Taqueria Sarandas. Don't miss out on it. The flavor, the sabor, the fun, the sports, the food, it's all available at one location. Well, at several locations, but the one nearest you is Taqueria Sarandas and Aranda Sports Bar.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. That Jared Patterson comment, I think, is pretty telling, guys. The linebackers were doing something they didn't expect, and they couldn't adjust to it. That is pretty telling, that they could not overcome something that they didn't expect from the Titans defensively. Now, I mean, they shot themselves in the foot. There's no question about that. But that's part of it. You know, those stupid penalties continue to haunt this team. How many times does Laremy Tunsil have to? I mean, and he just looks around. Oh, and the booze came running down. It came raining down when it said 78. The booze, I mean, people know. But then Ross said, well, it looked like Titus started too soon, too. Well, yeah, guess
it's
what?
It's a thing. It's a thing here in Houston. It has been. We're, like, waiting to hear 78.
And 71, holy crap. He got worked. He got worked on one play. I feel bad for CJ. At one point, everybody on that offensive line got worked.
Hey, it happens, though, you know? I mean, you're going to get beat sometimes. You don't want to get beat multiple times, but you'll get beat from time to time. And if you're an offensive lineman, you already know that people will focus on that play and they'll relive it. Like, Chris Myers was a great Houston Texan. Really, really good center for them. He was – there were so many people who couldn't get past one of the first plays with the Texans where Casey Hampton drove him directly back into the quarterback. And people couldn't get, like, he sucks, he's terrible. He actually ended up being a good center.
No, but he was a Pro Bowl center.
You get caught on a poster, and that's what people remember, offensive line. Unfortunately, while I'm saying this, I also realize that I do think tackle play was better last week, or this last game. Not the greatest pass rush duo. The pressure's going to come from the interior, and that was a real issue. But you just blitz the Texans. They can't handle blitzes. CJ can't handle blitzes. The offensive line can't handle blitzes. The running back, whoever the combination is. I mean, John, Ogunbowale, kick return specialist, had to dive on a football in the end zone to keep from being a defensive
touchdown.
And then
he dropped another one.
Then he bungled one. Then you've got Damian Pierce, the greatest kick returner in the history of the world, who can't be stopped. Like, it's just these crazy. You've got long touchdown passes to Nico Collins here. And then you've got a terrible interception down by your own goal line here. You've got Damian Pierce with the long kick return here. You got Ogunbowale who forgets the rules and has to jump and rescue and jump on the grenade before it explodes there in the end zone. Like, what is going? You got 7 sacks in the first half, but then you're giving up long bombs again defensively. Like, and why do you think Bobby? Let me, serious question. Why would you think that Bobby Slowick could get fired this year? Does D'Amico look like a guy who I mean, does this feel like a hold you accountable organization?
I think so. I think it is.
You think so?
I think so.
I would be careful. I've seen a lot of people, D'Amico sitting there with his arms crossed. He's showing no fire, no emotion. That doesn't necessarily mean anything because things happen behind closed doors. But I can just tell you, I don't think he gets rid of Slowick. I'm not calling for Bobby Sapp, but I also don't think, if you ask me, is there a chance he's gone? I guess there's a chance. I guess we could float it, but I'm still putting my chip, my $100,000 chip on no, he's going to be here.
Yeah, I do too. I am too, but you know what? It's trending poorly. I think so. I think he's going to be back too, but it's trending very poorly for him. I mean, again, another 5 out of 6 games with no touchdowns in this offensively in the second half. One. They have one offensive touchdown in the last 6 games in the second half. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. And it was the one was against the Cowboys. It doesn't really count. I mean, that crappy team. Holy
crap. Lost. Let's look at this. This has been a fraudulent season so far. I hate saying it, but I mean, you lost to a 2-win. Are they still at 2 wins? The Jets. Aaron Rodgers has had they have 3 wins. Were you their 3rd win when they beat you? Or okay, so you lost to 2-2-loss, 2-win teams, the Jets and the Titans. You beat the Cowboys. I mean, everybody beats the Cowboys, except Washington yesterday. So maybe I need to check myself. But you've lost a game where the other team had 5 interceptions. You lost a game where you had 7 interceptions in the first half, 8 total, and a pick 6. You somehow lost that one. You lost to the Jets, who have had 2 good games. Aaron Rodgers has had 1.5 good. He's had 1.5 good games. 1 full good game against New England in like week 2, and then he had a good second half against you, and that's been it. It's been terrible. They're getting ready to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. Let's talk about him getting benched this year.
Well, like, they might not only bench, they might just cut him.
They might, yeah. So, I mean, what exactly? It's hard to go find. The Buffalo Bills game is the one game you can hang your hat on. But other than that, it is hard to find anything where you say, this Houston Texans team has built on what they did last year. It's not happening. And, you know, the fear of everyone is, whether you say it out loud or not, no matter who you want to blame it on, the Stroud regression is a concern.
Yes.
And maybe it's sophomore slump, but that's fine. I don't care about just making a phrase like sophomore slump. I don't know. What's he doing wrong, and is it correctable? And I think it's all correctable. But it starts with him getting confident with his protection again, and that is a major overhaul issue. That is not, you know, hey, it's not great from guard, center, guard. I'm not in love with Shaq Mason, by the way.
Oh, my God, did he get killed? Holy crap.
Yeah, Jeffrey Simmons did him up too.
Oh,
by the
my
way,
God, that was...
Or no, it was
that,
Sweat. Sweat,
it was,
sweat did
it was
to him.
Sweat
gave him a club move that was... It should have been a felony. That should be a felony, and that should be something that should have led to arrest, what he did to Shaq Mason.
All right, let me ask you this. We got to break because we got... What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? It's time for what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. We'll do this other thing a little bit later. But you learned something from this weekend. There's something that is there that you want to get off of your chest. You have one sentence to do it. This is the time of the week where you can come in after a long weekend. Something happened. It could be the Texans. It could be the Rockets. It could be your wife. It could be your boss. It could be your kids. It could be anything. And with Tom, it could be some woman he just met and she tried to tie him up. No one knows. Okay? Here's the deal. You got one sentence right now. 713-780-3776. Lance, you got one sentence to talk about Zadig Jewelers.
It's going to be a long run-on sentence because Zadig Jewelers, I got a lot to tell you. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, over 4 decades there on Post Oak for Zadig Jewelers, and yet the family's been in the business for much longer than that. It's an awesome story. Great people. I love the family. It's an entire family thing. All of the sons, the daughter, the in-laws, not the in-laws, but rather the daughters-in-law, the sons-in-law, everyone works there. Everyone works there. And they've got a magazine that they have. They've got a bridal section on the second floor. Like, they're constantly pushing to new heights. And it's great because when you walk in, you realize this is unlike anything that you've ever seen if you've been in jewelry stores. There's nothing in Houston that compares to it. People come from around the state, for example, to buy, sell, and trade luxury watches right there at the location that has boutique locations inside their store for some of the best watchmakers in the world. And that means unique timepieces for you. An entire second floor dedicated to engagement and dedicated to that engagement ring. And, of course, people to help you with unbelievable knowledge about pendants and bracelets and necklaces and earrings and custom-made pieces, all available right there at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. There's only one spot to go for your holiday season. If you're looking for something special in terms of jewelry or watches, it's Zadig Jewelers.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, so it's what did you learn this week in one sentence? You call in at 713-780-3776 and let us know something. You get one sentence. I will start. I learned that you can play a football game with one goalpost.
Yeah, I had to think about it. Okay, that's fine.
Yep, that's what I learned
that's
this
fine.
Weekend.
Yeah.
I never seen it before. Okay. Dal, did you learn anything this weekend?
I learned that the SEC isn't as nearly as good as they think they are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, those were a couple bad losses. There's no question about that. Oklahoma? What? Wow.
I learned stuff, but I'm going to let the basically a vacation show for me. We don't really – this isn't a big deal today. You can just say whatever you want.
That's right.
We're not going to be here the next 2 days.
No, you aren't going to
be here. Yeah,
we are.
It's kinda
like
we are.
Well, it's kind of like we're not.
No, we will be here. You won't.
So I'll let these people say their thing.
Okay. What's up next? Go ahead, Dale.
Anthony, what did you learn?
I learned that Bryce Young is better than C.J. Stroud in the past 3 games. And that's scary.
And he's still not that good, though. Bryce is just...
He said just the last 3 games.
Yeah, it's a sliding scale. Well, even the last 3 games aren't that great.
That's scary,
though. That speaks how bad CJ's
been. Here's his last 3 games, by the way.
You're not helping CJ if you give these
numbers. 171 yards passing, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. 126 yards passing, 1 touchdown, no interception. 253, 1 touchdown, no interception. He got 3 touchdowns and an interception and averaging about 180 yards a game. It ain't great.
He's getting better. And CJ's getting worse.
That's true.
That's the story.
That's true.
Yep.
Man, all this S2 stuff is like, you owe the S2 an apology. The S2 was... Okay, let's let this play out. All right?
All right. Dell.
Ocho, what have you learned?
Ooh.
Yeah, I learned that the woman who plays Sophia Falcone on the Penguin series also played the slim daughter of Johnny Sachs on The Sopranos.
Oh, wow. I didn't
know
that.
Sophia Falcone?
From The Penguin, yeah.
Yeah.
She played... I didn't watch a lot of Sopranos, so I can't recall that character. But I did see the picture floating around that she was in that show.
I just learned that Kikuchi just signed with the Angels for $21 million a year over for 3 years. So it's 3 years, $63 million.
Bye.
Are they going to get Toronto Kikuchi or Astros Kikuchi?
They're getting Toronto Kikuchi.
Bye.
Astro Kikuchi's an outlier.
We ain't giving no $63 million to Kikuchi. Bye.
Yeah, he's not even a reliever.
Kikuchi's a
stupid idiot.
Kikuchi's expensive. I know that, but not that expensive. Okay.
Pay a premium for that Kikuchi right now. $21 million per.
Too late. They put Montero on a pedestal already.
I know. Montero is on a pedestal. Who's up next?
Let's move to Pena. Pena, what did you learn?
I learned that CJ needs to stop being a preacher and be a quarterback.
That man went after the Lord just now.
He can have his faith and still play quarterback. He was really, really good with his faith last year. The faith has nothing to do with it.
Well.
So continue to have your faith, CJ.
Oh, just play quarterback better.
Just don't have any faith in that offensive line.
Maybe pray harder.
Yeah. Pray harder for a better offensive line. That's what you need.
Well, and also to complete a basic pass.
Well, yeah.
CJ is missing easy-ass throws. What are we doing?
I don't know. Dell?
Let's move on to Lane. Lane, what have you learned?
I learned that Calum and Hannah McNair, a.k.a. Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia from Harry Potter, need to keep their mouths shut about colors their team doesn't own. Tighten up!
He just said tighten up.
Tighten up.
I mean, I'm kind of a Victor go the spoils person. Like I
got to take it.
Yeah, I mean, you
like
got
you
your
said
ass
last week,
home.
You're just going to lay back and take it. That's
well,
what you said
I have
last
to.
Week.
I had well, yeah. That was for year. That was for Nico's food. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
I'll lay back and just take whatever he he sends my way for food, but so it's kind of different. But yes, that's right.
Right, right. But right. it still was inappropriate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It still made people uncomfortable.
As it should.
We got away from the mics, me and Del, because we are civilized.
Because you're chicken bleach.
You're talking about Euros and what they could and could get consent to.
Sexually assaulting.
Yeah.
You're scared.
What's next, Del?
Just say you're scared.
I'd ask that you show some decorum. Let's move to underrated mess. Underrated mess, what have you learned?
I learned that former five-star Alabama recruit Keon Cute slid into Kalen DeBoer's daughter's DMs and asked her if she wants this horse.
No, that was not real. That was fake. You just got ball sacked, basically.
He went into the transfer portal after being suspended, and people assumed the suspension was because he slid into the coach's daughter's DMs.
A fake account created a graphic, and you bit into the graphic.
Yeah, that did not happen.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, we learned that underrated mess got work this weekend.
Yeah.
That's what we learned.
The internet tricks Twitter is now tricking everybody on everything. That's not scary at all.
No. Who's next, Del?
Tom, what have you learned?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned when you're on a first date with a woman, your ex-girlfriend will decide to tell you she's on the way to the emergency room.
Does she get that type of... Should she be able to do that? Your ex is... Why does it matter? Should I be there? Do you want me at the emergency room with you?
I'm trying to figure out. How tight are you?
Why are we so close that you think that can that should matter to me right now? I have no responsibility to you anymore. Right?
I don't know. What were we... no one wants that? Did you guys watch No One Wants That? No One Wants This?
No. Oh, with Kristen Bell and Adam Brody?
Yeah.
I've seen, the first five episodes. I haven't gotten the whole thing.
Well, when the ex got into the car accident, he had to go.
They were, a week, 2 weeks from being exes. I get that, but I don't know how long Tom's been broken up, but...
Well, I mean, probably pretty long.
Yeah, it is
based
Tom.
Based on the stories.
It is Tom. So, at some point, I hold no responsibility for what happens to you, right?
Yeah. I mean, you got to deal with your own problems, right?
Yeah, why
I got problems. Hey, I got problems over here too.
Why am I getting called?
Right. I got problems.
My emergency contact. Right. We got one more. Peter. Peter, what have you learned?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned that TJ's new nickname for the O-line is the O bleep line.
Oh, bleep.
Oh, bleep line. Oh, bleep.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Fair enough.
Was it the offensive line's fault?
They weren't great, but it's kind of garden variety offensive line stuff at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just love to make it. It's all on the offensive line that we don't have to come to terms with the fact that our boy is not.
Yeah, you don't want to say.
Not great this year. And I'm the worst because I told all y'all were poor. Y'all were poverty quarterbacks.
Quarterback poor, yep.
Our guy's the king and you're the sorry people. And now I'm like, we might be the sorry people.
It's not a good feeling, the question, to go from, we got our guy to, we got our guy?
Yeah, I'm not looking for another quarterback, but I just
Somebody mentioned that Griffith III.
Somebody named you in the first segment.
Somebody.
Trust me, right now Washington fans are flipping out on Jaden Daniels. You may not know that, but they're something has happened to Jaden Daniels.
It's Cliff Something's Kingsbury happened. What's happened.
And now Bo Nix is the most hated quarterback. It was a bad day for the haters. Levis and Bo Nix won.
Not for this hater.
No.
Yeah, you like
Bo Nix. It's time to bet on Bo Nix, Rookie of the Year, because down the stretch, Denver's going to win and the Commanders are going to lose.
They got to play the Chiefs, the Chargers, and there's one other tough
one. They should have beat the Chiefs already.
Well, that doesn't mean that'll happen again.
But
you didn't beat them, and you still got to play the Chargers. I think they still got to play the Bengals, too, who might still have something on the table.
We need to put that man down.
Oh, the 3-12 of Bengals?
Well, if you beat the team with five losses, the Broncos, you could still be in it. So he may not win, but he's pole position for him right now, looking at how the rest of the quarterbacks
are
doing.
The odds are good. The odds are good to take him right now. Or last week you should have taken him. Because that's going to pay pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
If he continues to play well down the stretch, there's a good
chance. I mean, it looked like Jaden was literally in the back. He was minus 10,000 at one point.
Yeah.
Minus 10,000. And man, Bo Nix is just playing his tail off right now.
He really is. And you know what? He's perfect. He's perfect for Sean. Well, Sean Payton is perfect for Bo Nix.
Dude, his last three games, he's got 8 touchdowns, no interceptions, 215, 307, 273. Quarterback ratings of 115, 145, and 94.6. It's been Chiefs, Falcons, and Raiders. Two of those three are division leaders. Well, I don't know if Falcons still are, actually. Bucks may be catching them. But, yeah, he's been good. I mean, yeah, I liked it better when I could make fun of everyone else's quarterbacks. That was a whole lot cooler.
You're poor. Your quarterback poor.
I mean, I remember saying that like, just like it was just yesterday I was calling other people's quarterbacks poor.
Now look at you. Now we got one more. And I'm only going this one because of the name. Chex Snacks. What have you learned, Chex Snacks?
Ooh, I love Chex.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. I learned that there's a coach that coaches the team, the National Football League, that no matter how undisciplined and without accountability that team is playing, that coach is always smiling. Uh-oh. Hey, you're not in Gotham City. Don't apply for the Joker. Stop.
That's more than one sentence. But I think we know.
What's he even referencing?
He's talking about D'Amico. Always having a smile on his face.
Well, is he talking about Gotham City?
The Joker.
He doesn't always have a smile on his face.
No, but did you see his expression when CJ pulled a Yorlovsky? Did you see his face?
It was a nothing face, right?
No, it wasn't. It was a what did you just do face.
Oh, it gave you a chance, I guess, because then you could onside kick. I was like, does this give them a better chance or worse chance?
Maybe it was a better chance.
To reset. Like, do they have a better chance? Did anyone think you were going to have time to do anything there by the goal, your own goal line? And you had to complete. How many times were the Texans in 3rd and 15, 3rd and 14, 3rd and 16 yesterday? 17, 18?
Right.
How many times? It's like every freaking third down snap, there's about 15 to go. Like, well, this is dead.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm looking at pictures of CJ morphing into David Carr. Stop it.
Don't let people send that to you. Block
Stop
that.
It.
Please block that person.
Yeah, that's it. Time to talk right now about what did you learn this weekend. By the way, thank you, Game Day Men's Health. Thank you so much for sponsoring What Did You Learn This Weekend. Game Day Men's Health is fantastic. Game
Making
Day
your Health. Dreams come true.
Game Day Men's Health does make your dreams come
true. I just made a jingle for them. You're welcome. No.
Game Day Men's Health, making your dreams come true. It does. Hey, listen, I mean, I was with a low T place. I had low T, and I was going to a place for years, and I switched over to Game Day Men's Health in large part because they called and said, hey, we want to advertise. But when I got there, I found it is just different. It's just better. A free evaluation, okay, of what's going on with your body, which is the other guys aren't doing. You got a lab right there where you get the results back right now. You don't have to wait a week. The other one that I went to for years, you get your labs done, you come back the next week, and then they go over them. Not at Game Day Men's Health. You go over them right now. And the professionalism, the knowledge that they have, the attention to detail, if you're looking for peptides that are going to help you mentally, that are going to help you physically as well, you've got all that as well. If you're looking for a permanent ED solution, how about new ones opening up? We've got one open up just in spring last week. We've got them opening up all over the city. Pearland, you got yours. But they're going to be continuing. Listen, Game Day Men's Health is going to be all over the city. So it doesn't matter where you are now or where they are now, go there. And if it's too far, they will send you the testosterone. Okay, that is crazy, and you can just do it yourself. And that's what I'm doing now because of so much travel, I was getting behind. I'm not anymore thanks to Game Day Men's Health. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.